When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful, here for the What's Up, You Guys show. Usually we call this the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About show. We had a nice little graphic, all that. We've done that for a couple years, right? Like whenever Jimmy isn't here, it used to be like a mad dash to get a guest to be on the show or somebody to kind of fill in that role. And then at some point, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just do a Q&A. A lot of our non-select members have often asked for that. Honestly, they're one of our shows that get the most aggregation out of them. But I was like, you know what? I'll do that. It'll serve as a preview for our wonderful FightfulSelect.com service. And we called it the What You Guys Want to Talk About podcast after a line in Cody's AEW promo, the first one he did after Fightful Select had reported about his contract status over 2.5 years ago. So we sort of adopted that, but Cody Rhodes now has a podcast, or at least something promotional with Wheatley. And it's, I think, What Do You Want to Talk About? I think that's what it is. Yeah. What Do You Want to Talk About is the name of it. So in that situation, you know, we just are like, What's the point, right? What's the point in fighting that uphill battle? It's his. It always was his if he were to ever want it. And as it turns out, they did this show. And it was very good, by the way. Bailey was on it. Very, very good stuff. So instead, we're just calling ours the What's Up, You Guys show. So Jimmy, out of the office again. Change the record, brother. But I'm here to answer your super chats, here to answer your humper chats. To get in your super chats or humper chats, send a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful. Or if you're watching for like on X, Twitter, Twitch, any of that stuff, go over and see, leave us a humper chat at humperchats.com. That's H-U-M-P-E-R chats.com. Over on all of our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we are doing giveaways. We got a sponsor that did a giveaway for title belts and all that. We do them for pay-per-views, for a year of Peacock. As this person said, the college football game, we gave that one away. We contact the people directly and let them know. But man, we've done a ton of them. We've given away a ton of stuff. And thankfully, our sponsors are really, really helping us out. And listen, right now you get to hear from one of them. Are high pay-per-view prices getting to you? Maybe MLB blackouts, maybe the insane cost of Sunday ticket, whatever it might be. NordVPN.com/Fightful is here to help. You get NordVPN.com/Fightful. You change your virtual location with one click. Maybe you want to be in the West Coast when you can't watch a game on the East Coast. They got you covered.
Maybe the pay-per-view prices are just too high or there's too many of them. Switch your virtual location overseas and get the prices that they're paying there. NordVPN.com/Fightful does it all for you. And that's in addition to their password manager, their protection on public Wi-Fi, the ability to use it on all your devices, including your router, your TV. It doesn't matter. They've got you on all those. And a 30-day money-back guarantee. Maybe you're just feeling wild and you want to try it. Well, you know what? In 30 days, if you don't like it, spoiler, you will. You can get your money back. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Couple plugs to get out of the way. Interviewed Joe Hendry last week live. We interviewed recent NWA departures, Joe Alonzo, who talked about being banned from AEW at one point, and Missa Kate, who is going to accomplish some great things. We have an interview with MXM dropping later this week that I actually filmed in April, but per the terms of some of our sponsors, they don't want us interviewing the same person back to back. So we ended up delaying this one because it was kind of evergreen. It is a very, very funny interview. FightfulSelect.com. It's just $5 a month or $54 a year. Got some news on, I'll say, an AEW talent that is being discussed to return to TV very soon. That's coming up momentarily right after this show. But this show will last about as long as you guys want. Fightful Select has a Q&A every single week. This week, Jeremy and Joel are doing a Q&A because I ain't going to feel that great after this match with Effie tomorrow. I don't have a damn clue what we're doing. But please donate to the Dementia Society of America. That's why I'm doing this match. Van Twinblade says, will you be doing a run-in on Friday at GCW So High for the Effie match the following night? No, I'll be going to see my friend Josh Sneed at Comedy Off Broadway on Friday night. So let's get into it. Crazy 101 says, are AEW in talks with Grizzled Young Vets or Dijak? Dijak, I don't know. Dijak was backstage at Forbidden Door upon his contract completing with WWE. Grizzled Young Vets have been in talks with AEW. I heard that the financial terms weren't necessarily matching up, but that it wasn't necessarily a slam dunk or a no, this isn't going to happen, but they absolutely have had talks. Could you see ROH being a super indie or development shop? Yes, I could. I think that's what they should do. I think they should run the intimate venues like the esports place. I think they should run venues with 500-600 people even. Like, do that. Make it. Try to make it your own PWG. Make it your own Shotgun Saturday Night. Do something like that where it looks different. It feels different. It wrestles different. NXT wrestles different than the WWE main roster. Like, listen, the NXT show, not for me. It is not for me. But I watch it and I say, okay, it makes sense that it's for somebody. Like, there is an audience for that show. I think they need that for themselves. And then you have, like, Claudio pop up there and Eddie Kingston pop up there and names like that. FightfulSelect.com reported on Tuesday that it was expected to get some more attention. Contract update on Shane Taylor, Ricochet. I'll follow up about the Shane Taylor thing. Ricochet is almost a guarantee to go to AEW. He is expected to go to AEW. As best I know, that was always the plan when he was leaving WWE, was that he was going to go to AEW. His WWE deal was up at the end of the month or at the beginning of the month, July 1st, midnight. So he couldn't have appeared on Forbidden Door, but he was eligible once that happened. I think, you know, they're kind of spacing out some of their bigger moments and things like that. So it makes an awful lot of sense. What's the plan for the IC title match at SummerSlam? One-on-one between Sammy and Braun or three-way with Sammy, Braun, and Elia? It certainly looks like it's a three-way with Sammy, Braun, and Elia. I mean, that's the way that it's been set up. Braun lost the one-on-one match, right? Like, so I'm with Adam Pearce on that one. There's no reason or kayfabe explanation. Not that they've really needed a kayfabe explanation of late with these title shots they've handed out to people off of losses. But Braun interfered in Elia's title opportunity. I could see them finding a way to make this a triple threat. Now, Adam Pearce wouldn't want to reward that. So I think it needs to be Elia saying, listen,
let's do something without rules. Let's do something with no DQ. And Sammy being like, hell yeah, I'll take on both of them. I'm hardcore. Any fun rumors for Dynamite 250 tonight? I don't know about tonight. I would expect, listen, there's no way Okada and Swerve and MJF and Ospreay both have clean finishes. There's no way. I know they were planning on solidifying the Blood and Guts teams, which obviously it's next week, but they were going to solidify those. And as best I know, Swerve and Okada was going to main event. Sean Barclay, you need to type in a message here. I don't have a mod, so I'll look for your question here. But drop your question in with your super chat and humper chat. Also, guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video and come join the chat in the comments section afterwards. I'm trying to encourage those because I want to hear from you guys more. Even if you don't subscribe to Select or anything like that, I want to chat with you guys. KE775, do you think poop? I almost said poop. Punk. Do you think Punk versus Drew is not happening at SummerSlam? It could all be like some sort of swerve ski, but obviously Punk has gotten better to some degree, right? Because he's out there doing some physical stuff, or maybe just the policies are different these days. Maybe things are just a little looser in that sense. Because in the old days, you were on a no contact list. You didn't do anything with anybody. You just didn't. But he got involved. Now, as recently as like a month ago, they were working around that. Like when they did the Chicago spot and they didn't show him getting attacked. Oh, man. I could see Drew versus Rollins with Punk as a ref, giving them a little time to stretch that out. But don't quote me on that. Jay White injury update. As best I heard, it was a legit injury. And unfortunately, they vacated those trios titles. Listen, I just think that is ridiculous. I think that is one of the goofiest decisions. And it puts the heat on screen onto Christopher Daniels in that capacity. I'm like, these were already titles that had been vacated 3 days after they were won for the first time. And they didn't mean a whole lot because you've had some very uninspired programs for quite some time. They needed to create these titles because they had such a robust tag team division and a robust trios division that you needed people with something to do. They need to give it some juice. And I don't think that vacating the titles is the right way to go in that situation. And especially when you had Juice Robinson saying, no, we'll freebird the titles. And I'm like, okay, so Samoa Joe can defend ROH tag team or titles on behalf of like Adam Cole and MJ. What? Come on, man. What are we doing here? Why is that a thing? Sean says, any news on Alexa Bliss returning? I've heard some positive trajectory. I mean, she has been in the ring training, which is positive. That's very good. I've heard some positive trajectory. I'll work on getting something I can report. But listen, Alexa is one of those talent. It's really, really hard to report things about her because people will take it very, very out of context and make it be like, oh, so she's returning? Just because I've heard things discussed doesn't mean that it's necessarily happening. The other day, I've heard a stadium show discussed for next year in AEW. Doesn't necessarily mean it's happening. It's being discussed. It's being planned. As things stand, I'll say this. I don't think we've seen the last of Alexa Bliss in WWE. And up until recently, I thought that maybe, I wouldn't say maybe we had, but you know, there was nothing to indicate that she'd be coming back anytime soon. I call for a second reign for House of Black with the Trios title. Would be cool if they go over the patriarchy. Yeah, I think it's going to be the patriarchy. I certainly do. I think the patriarchy are probably the right move because Christian is a big talent
and gets a lot of he gets a lot of buzz with whatever he does. And he draws numbers too, especially from a digital perspective. He draws a lot of numbers. So yeah, I think that that's probably the way that they'll go with that. Is AEW aware of some of the criticisms regarding their merch department? I know they made the same changes or made some changes with Dana Massey leaving, but it's still bad. Well, Dana Massey left of her own volition. She wasn't like pushed out or anything. I wish I had an answer for that. I've tried to find out. Their merch side of things is uninspired. It could use a lot of help. There's a lot of things they should be doing to make more money. I mean, the merch situation should be improved. They should absolutely have affiliate links just like WWE has. We even have a WWE shop affiliate link. We don't use it, but we have one in case we ever decide to. I feel like if they did merch affiliate links, you would have more people, whether it be them grifting or not, being like, oh man, look at this cool AEW shirt. Here's the link to it. And it's their affiliate link where they get a kickback. You see that a lot with WWE because there are merch links. That's why they do it. That's why you see some accounts that, and listen, I'm not going to say that WWE's merch isn't good. I don't really pay much attention to it, but that's why you'll see a lot of those engagement accounts doing that is because they get their little kickback from it. But they need to do better live. AEW does. Latest on Motor City Machine Guns, still taking bookings into mid-August. Now, there are people around them that are saying, oh, well, you know, this you won't have the opportunity to do a seminar with them for very long, so you better do one. I'm like, damn, man, I haven't heard anything there. Not a lot. It's the latest on Bobby Lashley, injured, unfortunately. I don't know how severe the injuries are. Jared says, how close to the Von Erich signing with AEW? So the situation regarding them is there's not a lot of competition to sign them. They've already been to MLW. They've done stuff with TNA in the past. WWE hasn't really brought them in. So for AEW, it's like, who are they competing with to sign the Von Erichs? Now, what they are going to do is bring the Von Erichs into these shows. They're going to see if they draw, how they draw. And then I think if you end up doing a big, big, big show in Dallas, then you bring them in for that show for sure. With Stephanie and Julia heading to NXT, who do you think beats Roxanne now? I could see Julia beating Roxanne and Stephanie beating Kalani. I think immediately what you do is you put them into a triple threat. Roxanne ends up getting beaten and then moving up to the main roster, and then you have Stephanie versus Julia as a big-time NXT program. Although, I like your idea because then you're putting a big, major international acquisition onto each rung of the card there. Are DIY set for a match at SummerSlam? Not as of yet. They will be doing something in Cleveland. Whether, I don't know, is SmackDown there the night before? They're going to have something in Cleveland, almost surely. I mean, I know that Johnny Gargano is going to have to do a lot of media for it as well. Any news on when Alexa Bliss returns? I wouldn't expect her back before the fall, personally. But that's just me. Is it a full circle moment with SummerSlam? He debuts as the heel Tribal Chief Roman at SummerSlam 2020. Now is coming back as babyface Tribal Chief. Well, he sort of debuted as the heel Tribal Chief there. We didn't really know until a little bit later, but he did make his return there. I think he'll come back. Our Bet Online AG Odds thinks he's going to come back. Check them out. Let me see where that stands. But yeah, I think he'll come back. I don't know if it's a full circle moment. It's definitely something that the engagement accounts, including your boy, will draw a line right to if we can. Wow, 4 years ago and today. Gasp. That emoji or whatever. You know what I mean? What do we got here? Oh, they got TNA Slammiversary odds up on BetOnline AG. Go make yourself some money. Cody Rhodes, massive favorite
LA Knight, massive favorite to win the title. Liv Morgan, healthy favorite to retain. Gunther, massive favorite to win the title. Nia Jax, a slight favorite to win the title. Okay. All right, BetOnline AG. Didn't even pay for the ad space on this one, but I gave him that one for free. Any word on if Samoa Joe is working all in or if Hook Jericho is the plan? Thanks. Oh, I think Hook Jericho is probably the plan, but I would imagine he'd be able to get a few days off to come work that show if needed. But I would imagine Hook Jericho is the plan. I would imagine. I'll ask about it. Any update on Megan Bain, AEW? Not since we had reported there had been creative pitches for her, and then somebody hit us up and said, whoa, she's not signed. She was, but not now, though they had been in contact. Julia Hart update. When she was sidelined, there was no ETA. Doesn't Andre Chase get hot wrestling in a sweater? Bro, I was just thinking this the other day. So the wrestling gear I've worn, I wore Muay Thai shorts, I wore MMA gear, I've worn singlets. I did like the little spot with Josh Barnett and Denise, and I came out in street clothes. I didn't have time to change into gear for that GCW spot. Bro, I was burning up. I was in jeans and a hoodie. I don't know how he works in a sweater. He's probably used to it now. But there are working jeans and there are shoot jeans as well. I wonder if he's got some sort of working sweater. Wonder. Reading Darby is cleared for tonight. Yes, he is planned to be on tonight's show. Megasus Superiority. She's great, man. She's great. Mercedes was seen buddying up with the Elite EVPs in the Chicago episodes. Any plans if they expand? Any plans to expand that feud into the women's division? Not that I have heard. I wish they would. I think it would go really well if the CEO was the Elite's chosen one and they can be like, you know, Britt, you're old news. You were our first signing and we'll always love you for that, but you're old news, and really get some sympathy on her there as well. But I haven't heard of any plans to do that. Rex Fortune says, I got some ribs prepping for tonight. Going to make twice baked potatoes and watermelon salad too. A great card requires a great feast. Man, it's got me wanting that. I haven't had to cook in a long ass time. And I think that's what, after this match tomorrow, I think I'm going to put some more time back into that. Man, I would love some good ribs right now. Had a Dynamite 250 end up in Little Rock. Seems like an oversight, as it could have been a bigger market, especially with a card like tonight. Well, they had always planned for July to have like a month full of great shows, right? Like last week was a big show for them. Next week's Blood and Guts. Then they had, they had that thing right after Forbidden Door that ended up being big. The returns. This is their gap filler for All In this whole month. So they had the Owen tourney. They had the big turn from Mariah May. They had, you know, Blood and Guts, and they got 250. I don't think you have to do all those in like a big city. Little Rock isn't small or anything. I don't think that's bad. Watching and talking about wrestling practically 24/7, do you have dreams or nightmares about wrestling? Not really. I mean, I got a nightmare that the match that I'm having tomorrow, in which we have not gone over at all, is going to be terrible because, you know, there are weirdos on the internet that refuse to allow me to have any fun and microanalyze everything that I do. But besides that, like, I really enjoy my job. I get to talk to you guys. I get to learn about wrestling. Yeah. Hey, Sean, what's the game plan for? I will say this. When I'm not working, I like to do anything besides talk about wrestling. Like if I'm like not having a conversation for work, it's like I got to give myself a little break. Midtake says, what's the game plan for Effie? Who do you believe has the best powerbomb ever? In my opinion, it's the Jackknife. I like a good mid-90s ECW one where you're throwing them up and their head is behind your back and you're just wham, slamming it down like that. I love that one. Not safe, but it's my favorite.
I loved back in the day in like 96, you would have like three guys doing like a version of a power bomb as a finish, and it always worked. You had Sid doing more of a conventional one. You had Kevin Nash, who I loved it. He would put them up on his shoulder and do it. And then you would have Razor Ramon doing the Razor's Edge. And then, you know, it would evolve from there. Man, I love a good power bomb as a finish, man. Game plan for Effie. I think I'm going to try to flip him off a lot. I don't have a – look at me, guys. I don't have a clue what we're doing in this match as a shoot. I've been asking the man for a week. Trust me. Trust me. All right. All right. Any update on Charlotte Flair? Listen, man, she tore a bunch of stuff in her knee. And like, I'm glad that, you know, she gets attention while she's out as well. Like that's great. And she's such a, she's such a star. Like they'll be great to be lucky to have her back, but she tore her knee up 7 months ago. 7 months ago, she tore everything. And just because she was doing bands 2 months later, people are like, oh man, she's coming back. No, that's a part of the rehab process. She's got a ways to go, I would believe. For watching Jackie Redmond's video on X, I would not be surprised if Ray and Jay will be at Waffle House next week on Raw. I would love that. I'm a Waffle House fan. Big proponent of Waffle House. It's the wrestler's favorite too. Big the Tank, thank you for joining. We post like behind the scenes videos, stuff from our past on this membership gimmick. Reminder, guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. We got Chi-Town Spurs saying, do you think the merch situation, local promotional issues, and other things could be better after a new TV deal? Is it a budgetary issue? You know, I don't know if it is a budget issue, because I mean, that's the type of thing where if you put, I'll give you an example. In 2017, Kyler approached us about social media, about having, he just wanted a job at Fightful. I was very tired of running our socials 6 months into it. I get tired of running mine. And we were a big money loser then, but I was like, you know, whatever amount of money that I'm paying Kyler, we will make more than what we're paying him. It'll be a good investment. Another example, WWE Vault. They're paying somebody to do this WWE Vault stuff. Well, guess what? They're going to make more money off of WWE Vault than the person they're paying. Whenever you are AEW or WWE and you pay somebody to go make manual copyright claims on stuff, not to knock it down, but to then monetize those YouTube videos that are kind of grifting off of your stuff, and you best believe me, it's coming to Twitter too, then you're making more money than what it's costing. So I don't think that should be an issue. I don't think it's a budgetary issue. New Lack City says, I know Van Vliet was looking for quotables, but hasn't Cody gone from being nice to his AEW time to taking multiple little shots since Mania?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Labor Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA choice bone-in ribeye steaks for $8.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Weekend. It's almost like he's looking for beef with them now. TK hasn't mentioned Cody negatively at all. Well, Cody will mention TK positively regardless. I mean, he hasn't, to me, you got to speak your truth. He doesn't owe AEW being super nice to them unless it's per the terms of his exit agreement, which I'm sure exists. And I have heard the story. I'm just not at liberty to discuss what that is because I've not been able to confirm it with anybody. But I don't think it's been, I don't think it's been that bad. Like, but I mean, listen, there are a lot of people who excuse one way or the other, AEW or WWE taking shots at one another. It's so ignorant, guys. I just hope you guys know, like, if you're doing that, the wrestlers, I get like at least three or four messages a week where people are like, these idiots. It's so corny. It's so corny. Not to the person asking the question here either. I get what you meant. Bad Wrong says, was Zelina injured to be taken off TV for a while? Seemed like she was having decent trajectory till Monday. So surprised at the squash. Decent trajectory is in the eye of the beholder. They hadn't built anybody up. So they were like, all right, Liv, here's your storyline with Zelina. And then Zelina ain't won a thing since. Zelina has lost four matches in a month. 0-4. 0-4. And then lost in a minute. A minute. I just didn't see that trajectory. I think they should have built her better. I'll ask if she's written off. It certainly seemed like that. What happened to Kiana James? I wish I had a good answer for that one, buddy. She appeared. She did a couple things. And then all of a sudden, she's gone. But that's what they did, man. They brought up several talent, had them drafted, and then did nothing with them. She hadn't been on TV in a month. They brought her to the main roster, and she worked main event twice. She beat Natalya, did a Money in the Bank qualifier, and hasn't been back since. Megan Bain update. Just gave you one. Do I think Ricochet debuts tonight? I think that'd be a good thing. If AEW signed Ricochet, how would they book him better, different than WWE did? Well, he'd be able to work actual long matches. I think that's an important element. And Ricochet is, he's a much more versatile wrestler than people give him credit for, because they think about flips and all that stuff. Well, he's 35. He can still do the flips and all that. But like, look at his matches. He got opportunities to shine against Bron Breakker and Ilya. In a singles capacity, we haven't really seen that opportunity consistently. Now, it got a lot better this year. He faced JD McDonagh. He faced Ivar. They had a banger. But for quite a while, it's like you would see him pop up, and then he would have these 10, 15-minute matches, and they would have him lose or get DQ'd or something like that. He had a few against Ricochet that were good. It got better towards his contract year. But I don't know. He was never quite booked as this unbelievable talent that he was. What storyline or moment made you stop watching wrestling, or was the closest to stop get you to stop watching wrestling? Bless you, man. You're a great human. Well, thank you so much, Brandon. Oh, man. The WWE title picture from the summer of 2019 to early 2020 was so bad. So bad that I was like, is this really what I want to do with my life? And I love my job. Man, I love my job. It's what I want to do. It's what I'm really good at. I'm so proud of the work we do at Fightful. Hopefully I'm doing this forever. Love it. But that one was really bad. The WWE booking in 08-09 almost made me stop watching. The TNA booking right after Hogan showed up, and you had Nasty Boys and Val Venus and Orlando Jordan. Ugh, it was so bad. And MMA was so hot then. In fact, when I first started writing about wrestling, my column was, have I fallen out of love with wrestling? I'm going to watch until WrestleMania and decide on it. And I kind of came to the conclusion in 2010, I was like, it's always going to be something I love. Always going to be something I love. CC Bonbon says, why don't you go by Sean Sapp? Bill After said I should go by Sean Ross Sapp. So I listened to Bill After because he knows a lot more than most people know. I did a column for One Wrestling for years, and I did a video, and he called it Sappomania Runs Wild. And I was like, Bill, that is the most dog shit. The most dog shit name I have ever heard. And Bill said, Well, what's your middle name? And I said, Ross. And he goes, you should just go professionally by Sean Ross Sapp. And I was like, yeah, sure. If you want to, let's do it. Anybody that calls me Sean Sapp has either known me for over 15 years or is pretending to know me and don't really know me, because I go by that in my personal life as well. Like, it's just what my name is. Heavy Metal Chris says, SRS with the new care ROH is meant to be getting. Who would you have run things to lighten the load for TK? Chris Hero. I'd have Chris Hero run it. I think that he's got a good handle on the history, the vibe, especially on the indies. He knows exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Steven, I don't know what's going on with Wardlow. At this point, if he's not going to be on AEW, send him to ROH. Have him do something. He hasn't been on there with Kingdom in ages. I hope that he just pops back up and they're like, where you been? What have you been doing? Like, how can you avoid this? You know what I mean? Guys, I am going to take a quick breather. Check out our sponsors at Bet Online. Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. Frank says, Apter should be in the Hall of Fame. Deserves it for sure. He does deserve it, and I hope that happens one day. Hopefully, while he's still on the planet and stuff, because he deserves that recognition. He deserves those flowers. He has... The guy is largely responsible for me being where I am. He gave me my first opportunity in wrestling. He taught me a lot of things to do right from a morality standpoint. And he was a reference when Jimmy Van, an unknowing reference, when Jimmy Van hit him up, he said, Sean Ross Sapp is the guy for you. So I always appreciate that. Assuming returns at SummerSlam, how do you think the program with Solo goes? And when do you think The Rock reveals he's behind the new bloodline? Probably in the lead up to WrestleMania, whether that be like December, January. I think that's when it'll happen. I could see Jimmy Uso popping back up, Jey Uso popping back up, Hikaleo popping back up. I think they've got a pretty good idea of where this headed or where this is headed. Man, sorry, an eyelash got into my mouth. What the hell? What the hell? Gross. But I think that I'm interested to learn, will Jacob Fatu end up siding with his blood like the other Fatus or the Tongans? Do you think Rampage is on borrowed time? Seems noteworthy. This year's Grand Slam is Dynamite Collision. No, they are contracted through the end of the year. The whole deal runs through the end of the year. I think what we're going to see is the 3-hour slot on Thursday nights as well. That's what I think we'll see, Ken. Can we expect an NXT presence on Saturday for Slammiversary and a TNA presence for Great American Bash? I would hope so. Man, NXT needs to send TNA something. All due respect to Izzy Dame and Tatum Paxley. Like, come on. TNA is sending Joe Hendry, Jordan Grace, and the Rascals. Come on. Come on. Now, I will say this. TNA's ticket sales are on the uprise. That's very, very good. We've got Joel Pearl headed there as well. Nico says, was happy to see Ring Sinclair get a storyline. As good as she is in the ring, I think getting to show her personality will get her over more with the fans. Let me tell you, Ren Sinclair. So I did an interview with her former partner, Missa Kate.
I was beating that drum for so long. For so long. In 2020, I saw her in AEW. And just when I saw those matches with Leva Bates and Layla Hirsch, I was like, she's got something. Then when she started to work AEW Dark every week, I want to say it was March and April of 2021, I was like, why is this girl not signed? Why is this woman not signed by TNA, by WWE, by AEW? Now, specifically, if you go back and you hear like some of my old Q&A shows, I thought she fit perfectly with NXT, and she is fitting perfectly with NXT. Go watch some of the things that she did, and it's something that I would encourage so many indie wrestlers to do. It's something that Vinny Pacifico does, and you show off your personality through skits, and she did a thing called Main Character Maddie where she would interview talent and just be rude to them. It was so good. So good, and she's very, very great. Her gear looked different than everybody's. Like, she knew what she was doing. Heard anything about Suzuki working AEW tonight? His socials have him flying out of Houston, not too far from Arkansas. I don't know how he's feeling. Don't know what that plan is. I don't think they would make an impromptu Suzuki Jericho match tonight, even though he has professed that he wants to do it. Now, hey, he worked Blood and Thunder. Also, my catch wrestling coach and tag team partner got shouted out during that match, which made me very happy. Seems to be okay, but maybe they set it up for next week. Did you see Rhea Ripley is going to be a Call of Duty skin you can purchase? Is she the biggest wrestling star among women in North America at this point? Yeah. Yeah, I think by far. Rey Mysterio also featured in that, I believe. It got a lot of attention, man. Like, it was very, very buzzworthy this morning. Good for them. I mean, listen, the modern regime understands what does get buzz. They understand it. If TK and Triple H were watching, what would you tell them? Triple H, I would say, please give people wins before they get title matches. If Tony Khan were watching, I would probably say do a few less pay-per-view matches. Instead of doing 14 or 15 pay-per-view matches, do 7 or 8 and then apply those other 5 and 6 to Rampage, Dynamite, Collision and make those more must-watch. You wake up in a pit and the only way to get out are two doors. Door one leads to Denise, who you have to admit is superior on record. Door two is Rikishi and 10 minutes of a stink face. You choose. That's easy. Door two, Rikishi, 10 minutes of a stink face. I'll tell you why. I got a good friend by the name of Destiny FOMO. She actually once sponsored this show. Go check her out. Twitter at Destiny FOMO. One of her goals in life as a 4'10" grown-ass woman is to get stink-faced by Rikishi. She has asked him twice in person. He said that he will not do it. And first off, he says her head's too small and it'll get stuck up there. But listen, would it be gross? Hell yeah, it'd be gross. But I would be able to hold that over her for the rest of our lives. Because it ain't ever going to happen with her. And all I got to do is walk through a door, quite literally, her forbidden door. Right now, her pinned tweet. Let me pull this up. Let me pull up her pinned tweet. It's Rikishi asking her to, or Rikishi being asked to stink face her. And I would get, like, I didn't even got to ask. I just walked through a door. Listen, I can deal with the trauma surrounding that. No problem. Look at that. Yeah, I can handle that. Get me. For sure. Should AEW send their young talent on excursion to their partner promotions? If they did, who would you send where? Ooh, that is a very, very good one. So let me look at the roster. And I'll get back to this right after this one. Who do you want John Cena to wrestle to Garden this December during the holiday tour? Enjoy your summer, Sean. Orton. Because I'm going to be there. Assuming that show happens, I'm going to be there. I'm going to New York on Christmas. And
we're going to the MSG show. So yeah. Okay. I would probably send Khan and Toa Leona to Japan because I think they would get over big there. I think that would be a good one. Zack Knight, I think, would work well in Mexico, actually. Queen Aminata, Stardom. Oh, I already read that one. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats, my friends. Hey, SRS, first time super chatting here. Do you think TK should relinquish some of the control of ROH at all? And would it get its own roster? I think it should get its own roster with about the same level of integration as NXT and WWE, where the OC isn't doing a lot on TV. So send them there. Baron Corbin needed a break. Send him over there. Like what? Miro couldn't have been ROH world champion. Wardlow couldn't have done some stuff there. You can do that. Why not? Why the hell not? I you know, I'll wait until after the pay-per-view and the subsequent tapings to decide if I think that TK should relinquish control. Well, if you have relinquished control of your pubes, take control back with Manscaped and the code FIGHTFUL. Get yourself a great deal with Manscaped and the code FIGHTFUL. And they've got grooming kits for anything you need in your bathroom. Whether it be the Platinum Package Ultra, which is the full body grooming kit. They've got the all-in-one grooming kit, the groin grooming kit. They've got shaving care for down there. I mean, anything you could want. Beard trimmers, body trimmers, nose hair trimmers, balms, conditioners, body washes, travel cases, travel shavers as well. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It comes with scissors, a beard brush, beard balm, conditioner, beard oil, a trimmer, and a comb. They've got you covered in here. I'm telling you guys, when they start selling wipes, it is all over. It is a monopoly in the bathroom. And it's not just down there. It's your beard. It's in the shower. They got you covered. Manscaped are making sure that those balls, butts, and bodies are as ballin' as possible with their bundles. How about that for some alliteration? Manscaped and the code FIGHTFUL. Head over there and use it. They've been a partner for a very, very long time. Got you looking fresh. Ever plan on doing one blood sport match? Listen, I know a lot of people would scoff and joke and giggle about that. That style is quite literally how I learned to wrestle under the Crack and Fight team in Maysville, Kentucky, Iron Fist Gym. They learned from Josh Barnett and Billy Robinson. It would be an honor to ever be asked to do something like that, but I don't know if I ever would be asked for something like that because I know he doesn't like to do comedy stuff and I would have to treat it seriously. So, I mean, I would if asked, but we'll see. Can't help but think of the amazing moment that would be Rikishi taking the tribal necklace off Solo and giving it back to Roman. Man, I think that after that previous super chat, I might be the tribal chief. My head would be so far up there that it, you know, I don't know if he would ever be able to recover that. Need to be damn Excalibur. What do we got here? Oh, Caden had a good one. Hook should go to Japan for 4 to 6 months. That would be good. Anna Jay as well. That's a really good one. We got a couple more chats. Get them in. Get them in, my friends. Bobby says, have you heard any updates or rumors regarding Freddie Prinze Jr.'s promotions, TV negotiations? What is the general temperature with TV networks and their interest in partnering with wrestling? I'm going to run a story tomorrow, Bobby. Bobby, if you would like to send another super chat or humper chat, and Pat, I did read yours, because I can't answer this to the ability in which I would like to. I'll see about running a story tomorrow on this. I will tie up some loose ends. Maybe not specifically about Freddie Prinze Jr.'s, but something you'll find interesting.
I'll run something tomorrow. Because I can't just blurt it out right now. I'll get in trouble. But there's some interest. I'll say that. There's some interest. Thoughts on rumored stadium show in Texas for AEW? Tony Khan claims they're not planning one imminently. I don't think it's going to be imminently. I think it'll be on the later half of next year. What's the general climate surrounding Marigold? Well, I mean, right now it's just kind of getting started. People are like, all right, let's see how Rossi does things on his own, etc. Like a lot of temperature taking right now among talent. If asked, who would you want to face and who would I want to face? And do you think that Hangman attacks Swerve after his House of Glory match? If this is about the Bloodsport thing, it'd be Akira, not Akira Tozawa, the MLW wrestler Akira, for a couple of specific reasons. Back when Akira was first getting started in pro wrestling, he drove to my middle of nowhere town and trained with my wrestling coach, Jay Grooms. That was actually referenced in his match with Suzuki the other day. So that's the one that I would want to do. That one's it. Heard any updates on Alexa Bliss or Carmella? Well, Carmella mentioned that she was sidelined for, a foot issue, was it? I feel like that she had something physically that was preventing her from making a return. Alexa has been training. Patrick F. says, will the drop toe hold of Doom be your finish? Also, have Orange Cassidy's working jeans ever written a business for itself and shot on opponent's tights? No, they haven't. But I'm hoping I can work a drop toe hold in there. We'll see what we can do tomorrow. Is Effie going to be my new boss after tomorrow? He can be your new boss today. I could fire you right on the spot. Huh, I thought it would be Josh Woods or maybe against Josh Barnett. Okay. Listen, that would be, first off, I got to do a spot with Josh Barnett in the cluster, which was very cool. And it was an honor that he asked to do that. But Josh Barnett is about 75 pounds heavier than me. There's no way it could be anything but a 2-second squash. And Josh Woods is also way bigger than me. Way bigger than me. Love Josh Woods, though. I think Josh Woods is one of the most underrated performers in America. Amir says, do you know the relationship between Triple H and Vince? Everybody's very quiet on anything Vince related. If you ask people in WWE, they act like they've completely washed their hands of him. But you know, nobody's going to tell me, oh, Vince and Triple H talking about this. You just don't get anything out of that. Just don't get anything out of that. Guys, I am back tonight for the post-AEW show. Head over to FightfulSelect.com. This week, Joel and Jeremy are doing a Q&A to fill in for me. You might say, Joel and Jeremy, those jobbers, those losers? Well, yeah, I like them, okay? Jeremy has been our director of content for quite some time. He's covered a number of events with me. The best news guy in the business. Joel Pearl will be attending Slammiversary. He's covered WWE, AEW, Indie, TNA shows, all that good stuff. They're doing one this week. And what I'm going to try next Monday on Select is a hybrid of our backstage report and Q&A show. SRS versus Alvarez would have a normal reaction on Twitter. That was mentioned to me by somebody, and I said, yeah, I would absolutely work a match against Brian Alvarez. One, Brian Alvarez is a good worker. Listen, you can dislike whatever you want about him. Man can work. I've watched that guy's matches before. He can work his ass off. And he is a legit black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Just to make this abundantly clear, anybody talking trash to Brian Alvarez, that man could choke you unconscious in under a minute. To 95 to 99% of the general population. The level of good you have to be to become a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is very, very, very good. It's 10 years of work. Wolves of House says, anything new in the AWWBD negotiations? Thank you for these Q&As. Always a fun time. only speculation and conjecture at this stage. I think we'll see a deal come together in the next few months. I think we will. I think we'll see one within the next couple months. SRS versus Chris Van Vliet, who wins? I would win, and I'll tell you why. Right before we have a match, I would go to his house and I would put thumbtacks underneath the door handles of his vehicle so that when he goes out, he touches the underside of that door handle and he goes, ow, ow. And it wouldn't hurt him like a lot, right? It wouldn't hurt him much, but it would be enough to where he'd be thinking about it. He'd be thinking about it. And then I would take all the toilet paper out of his house and he'd be too embarrassed to leave. Guys, I'm going to check the Humper Chats one more time. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us for the first ever What's Up, You Guys. And as Kate says, please support the Dementia Society of America. I do not do wrestling matches or appearances for money. I ask for donations for appropriate causes. Shit, he does drive a Tesla. Until next time, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Labor Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA choice bone-in ribeye steaks for $8.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.